Have you ever wondered where the water from your sink or your toilet goes? Here, in the German city of Bonn, the water travels through pipes in the walls of the house and out into the sewer lines underneath the streets. Bonn's wastewater travels through a sewer network that is about 950 kilometers long. After its long journey, it arrives at the city's sewage treatment plant, which is composed of a series of buildings, each dedicated to a separate step in the water purification process. Richard Esser is the manager here. He leads me on a tour of the sewage treatment plant. He explains that the technology here is some of the most advanced in the world. In fact, people travel to the Bonn site from Russia, China, and other countries to learn about German innovations in water processing.
It is certainly expensive to build this kind of facility, but many visitors who come from different countries to observe what we are doing here consider this a cutting-edge facility.
Over the last decade, Germany has not only invested in domestic production of sewage technology, it has also become an exporter of sewage systems. According to a recent study from the European Commission, Germany is the largest EU exporter of water technologies. And the German Engineering Federation reports that Germany exported nearly 800 million euros worth of water technology and wastewater technology in 2011. But a lot of this technology has been tailored to Germany's climate, water quality, and water management policies. Dr. Harald Horn from the Karlsruhe Institute for Technology is a specialist in water processing techniques. He says adapting the technology to different climates and making it compatible with local systems can be difficult. And even if the technology works, adapting to underfunded sewage systems is a challenge for German suppliers of wastewater technology.
Generally speaking, Asia, especially China, they have already installed the sewer systems and collect the wastewater so that it can be transported to a central treatment unit. China is one of the largest countries where we at this time develop wastewater treatment technology, has a quite similar system compared to Europe or compared to Germany. On the other hand, in Africa, if you do not have the sewer system, which is quite expensive, you have to look for decentralized systems or where you have very simple systems like pit latrines. So that is, compared to the European standard, a very low technology.
Horn's team is researching different types of treatment and experimenting with the gas that is given off by water, which contains human waste.
In biological wastewater treatment, we use two types of bacteria. One we call aerobic, they need oxygen, so that we have to aerate the wastewater with air. The other system is dealing with anaerobic bacteria, where we have no oxygen, no air, and the microorganisms start to produce biogas, methane, which then, if it's collected properly, can be used for production of electrical energy or which can be used for heating.
Modern-day wastewater innovations in Germany were developed in the late 20th century. Now, it's a question of improving existing treatment methods. Horn's team is trying to fine-tune both the aerobic and anaerobic methods. They want to make these methods energy efficient, inexpensive, and adaptable to different climates. If they are successful, they will boost water safety in even the poorest regions on Earth.
The problem is, if you use the anaerobic technology, it's working very well at 25 or 30 degrees Celsius, but not very properly at 15 degrees. So in countries with warm climate, where the wastewater temperature might be above 20 degrees Celsius, this anaerobic technology is a very good idea to convert the carbon, which is in wastewater, to biogas. This technology will not work in colder climates where the wastewater temperature is below 20 or only 15 degrees Celsius.
Upgrading a city's sewage system requires more than the purchase of a modern sewage facility. The city's infrastructure needs to be improved in order to collect wastewater. Horn explains that in Germany and other European countries, most of the money spent on wastewater treatment is invested in designing and building systems for wastewater collection.
First is you have to collect the wastewater and try to get rid of it as quick as possible, because it's a hygienic problem. So you do not want to have the pathogens in this urban areas, because the risk of infection is quite high. So the collection system, the sewers, are of high importance after collection, and you can then set up your wastewater treatment plant.
With many developing nations swiftly urbanizing, poorly managed wastewater presents a serious health threat. But new challenges create new opportunities. And aside from improving urban health, water technology experts in Germany are counting on continued success in global markets. Camille Grayson, DW, Bonn, Germany.